This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin, and now it's time for Market Wrap. We have Sean Tanis with us here in the studios. So, a recent employee survey has shown an increase in the number of Google staff doubting the leadership and vision of CEO Sundar Pichai. The annual internal poll known as Google Geist asked workers if his vision inspires them. Bloomberg reports 78% indicated yes, down 10 percentage points from the previous year. Sean, what does this mean for the internet giant in the long run?
So this is definitely another test for Sundar Pichai's leadership after some controversies, or rather challenges, in the way his team managed certain things in the past couple of years. And in the survey itself, there was another question if employees have confidence in Pichai to effectively lead Google in the future. And positive responses declined 18 percentage points from a year earlier. And about 89% of workers took the survey, which shows a big representation. And having said that, the findings are still mostly positive because Google is a company that prides itself on values like high employee morale, state-of-the-art working conditions, and also high salaries. And I think this is why even the slightest decline in confidence is seen as a worrying sign for a company like Google.
Yeah, their whole big thing is, you know, be good.
Yes.
Yeah. And so between that and the look at our amazing offices, I can understand why even the slightest change would be an indication of some big thing. But the report also suggested that the possibility of Google, you know, might maybe losing its talent to other tech companies, and then this might subsequently undermine Google's potential to build new services.
Google, you know, the most profitable internet company today, that's because they recruited a lot of intelligent tech minds who innovate and also inspire others in many areas, right? And the possibility of a brain drain to rival companies is still very low at this point, I guess, because 82% of survey respondents plan to continue working at Google a year from now, and that was down just one percentage point from the previous year. And 86% of the workforce said they would recommend the company as a place to work to others. And I think the survey itself is a good approach to rather democratically improve workplaces and corporate culture, because it collects feedback on the CEO's decisions, strategies, inclusivity, staff welfare, and all that. And Google later shares the survey results to all staff, and it must take make sure that their concerns are heard. So I guess this is like a good system. I think it should be applied at all workplaces, I guess.
Yeah, it makes sense, especially because it basically means anybody can talk about the decisions that, you know, sort of the uppermost management in the company are making, right? Those sorts of decisions anybody can weigh in on. So
exactly.
It makes sense.
And moving on to Bursa Malaysia, shares of UOA Development took a beating this morning. What's happening there?
Yeah, UOA Development shares, it dropped by 5 cents earlier today, and this after two of its units were handed additional income tax and penalties, and the sum of both penalties and income tax totals to 39.6 million ringgit, and the two units are Windsor Triumph Sendirian Berhad and Sunny Uptown Sendirian Berhad. The IRB notices were actually served for the year of assessment 2013, and both companies have filed an appeal to this case, and UOA closed down 2.1% at 2 ringgit 32 cent.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.